questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of iRib English Radio, Call of Islam page. We're welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio, we have a very special guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Nur Muhammadpour. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh, and welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome, brother. All in all, in the history of religions, there has been always a significant role considered for God or the Almighty God. In Islam, it is called Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes.
But sometimes because of the hardships and the difficulties, trial and tribulations of the life, the people lose their hope up to an extent that they become suspicious. One, about the existence of God, and second, about the role of God in their lives. What's your answer to such people?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You know, that very important question, and unfortunately, as you said, in the time of the disaster and turmoil, some people, lose the hope, and they have kind of despair,
yes,
and depressed, and sometimes some of them unfortunately commit suicide,
yes,
because of the, maybe, for example, economic problems, or maybe because of the other emotional problems and so on and so forth.
Yes.
You know, in the time of the disaster and the time of the hardships, it is very important to trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That's right.
To strengthen your belief system. It is
okay.
Very important. And to be hopeful of future and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, the concept of the husnul dhann billah,
yes,
to be hopeful and confident of mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
And in fact, to
important.
Be optimistic about His mercy.
Exactly,
on us,
to
right.
be optimistic,
yes,
of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about the future.
Yes,
to do your best, actually, to plan for your future. And trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and trust in your abilities and potential power that,
mm-hmm,
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala embedded within you.
That's right.
It is very important.
Okay.
Because each and every human being, they have different capacities, different, potentialities.
Yes.
We should trust in our, capacities and try to do our best and to plan for the future and not to be despairing. It,
mm-hmm,
is very important.
Yes.
The husnul dhann billah actually means to trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to be hopeful of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maybe in future, maybe after some days, everything would be changed for you and the doors of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would be open for you again.
That's right.
You know, I think it is very important, for the most of the people to have this kind of optimistic approach toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the other hand, we have the concept of su'ud dhann billah.
Yes.
Which means to be despairing. To be hopeless of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is very dangerous for the mentality of human being.
That's right.
And it causes a lot of problems for them.
Is it a kind of shirk? If you lose your hope in Allah? Because the atheists nowadays not only lost their hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but also they remove the whole position of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their lives, isn't it?
You know, about it, to be hopeless of the mercy of Allah, which means actually su'ud dhann billah, we cannot say it is kind of polytheism itself,
mm-hmm. Okay.
Per se, it is not polytheism. Maybe sometimes when you have, special beliefs, for example, you do not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or, different kinds of different branches of the polytheism. It has its own story. We do not want to go to the detail of that. But we are talking about to have this kind of, to be pessimist about,
yes,
the future,
okay,
and lose your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's per se, it is not polytheism.
That's right.
But actually, it is, considered to be seen Because we have in different narrations of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salatu wassalam, I will share some of them that, maybe in future, in the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would punish you having this kind of despairing. You know that actually to lose your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be hopeless of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is considered to be one of the great grave sins. Al-ya'su min rawhillah. It has been mentioned to be despair of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Generally speaking, it's considered to be one of the grave sins. And actually, these having this kind of despairing for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one of the branches of that. Al-ya'su min rawhillah. Generally speaking, let me share some of the narrations of Ahlul Bayt.
Very good.
We have very beautiful narration from the noble Prophet Muhammad. He said that وَالَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوْ مَا أُعْتِيَ مُؤْمِنٌ قَدْتُ خَيْرَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ إِلَّا بِحُسْنِ ذَنِّهِ بِاللَّهُ وَرَجَائِهِ لَهُ.
That's right.
Noble Prophet Muhammad, he said that I swear to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that no believer and faithful person, he did not given the, benefits of this world and the hereafter, except by via the his or her, optimism to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That's right.
وَرَجَائِهِ لَهُ, which one noble Prophet Muhammad wanted to explain this, issue. To be hopeful of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the ways to receive the mercy of Allah, to be, to receive the benefit of this world and hereafter, is to be optimistic for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mm-hmm. It is very important.
Yes, that's right.
And then he said, وَالَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوْ لَا يُعَذِّبُ اللَّهُ مُؤْمِنًا بَعْدَ التَّوْبَةِ وَالْإِسْتِخْبَارِ إِلَّا بِسُؤْدَنِّهِ بِاللَّهِ. I want to focus on this part of the beautiful prophetic narration. He said that he again swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah would not punish any faithful person, male or female, except because of their despairing of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That's
so
right.
I want to say that to be hopeless of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is considered to be one of the grave sins.
That's right.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
And in most of the cases in the daily lives of the people, when people face financial problems,
exactly,
monetary problems,
yes,
or for example, they lose one of their dear ones, okay?
Yes.
We could see during the pandemic, COVID-19, for example, so many dear ones and the loved ones of the people passed away, okay? In such situations, usually the people, those who do not have that much of a strong faith, they lose their hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the first concept that comes to their mind to violate is the adala and the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let's talk a little bit about this point. How to be optimist about, we can say, the adala and the sense of the ad and the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because usually the people lose hope in his adala.
You know that about talking about the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, actually, it's true, because some people, unfortunately, when they stuck in one, maybe, for example, economic problems,
yes,
they immediately accuse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of not to be just,
yes,
for them. But you know that talking about this issue very briefly, you know that sometimes many problems that we occur, is because of the mismanagement or misplanning of some of us.
That's right.
It is very important. Okay. For example, we have bima kasabat aydihim. Is due to your sin, due to your mismanagement and misplanning.
That's
you
right.
know, many problems. For example, you mentioned the economic problems.
Yes.
Sometimes it's because of these issues. On the other hand, we have the some of the problems that we, you know, we face is because of the our, you know, evil actions. For example, we have committed a lot of sins.
Yes.
Then we cannot expect the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, we should not lose our hope to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But you know, this committing a lot of evil actions has its own impact on the life of the human being.
Yes.
It causes a lot of corruption for the society and for the people themselves. Another philosophy of the hardships and difficulties is for the testing of the perfection of human being.
That's
whether
right.
you are, for example, you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I mean, about the, you know, your faith toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes wanted to test you. Why are these hardships and difficulties? I want to say that we have many other philosophies for the, you know, these kind of disasters which human being faith, it has its own philosophy, but it has nothing to do with the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After all, he is, you know, merciful, just, and he behaves human being according to the justice and his mercy.
That's all right. And automatically, if you are suspicious about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his mercy, you will be suspicious about your brothers and sisters in faith around in the society too, isn't it?
Exactly. Very beautiful point. You know, when you imagine that in the time of the hardships and difficulties, you have this optimistic approach. You see how beautiful is that? You do not lose your trust. You do not lose your hope for the future, for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let plan again. Let's try our best again. It is very beautiful. Rather than, for example, feeling to suicide, feeling, you know, despair, and, you know, you do not relax, tend to do anything.
Yes.
These kind of ideas, unfortunately, very harmful for the, you know, mental health of the human being. And it has a lot of problems and, you know, it causes a lot of, you know, let's say, many other problems for the a human being.
That's
so
right.
I think having and maintaining these kind of perspective toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, always try to refresh your soul and wait and to be expectant of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After all, it's very beautiful and we should have it.
Give us some examples about despair. Or feeling despair about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
One of the examples which has been mentioned in our narrations is not to get married because of the poverty.
Yes.
Let me share what one of the narrations. Imam As-Sadiq, he said that مَنْ تَرَكَ التَّزْوِيجْ مَخَافَةَ الْفَقْرِ فَقَدْ أَسَاءَ الدَّنَّ بِاللَّهِ.
Yes.
If you do not get married because of poverty, financial poverty actually, then you lost your hope toward the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see?
Yes.
It is, very important. And Imam said that the reason of that, he said, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yaqul, إِن يَكُونُوا فُغَرَى يُغْنِهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. Because this is a promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you have some kind of poverty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would give you a lot of mercy, a lot of, you know, wealth in order to provide for you the, you know, the marriage for you.
Yes.
You know, in this narration, Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam mentions one of the examples of losing your hope for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, we have many other points. For example, to be cowardice is considered to be one of the examples of losing your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-jubnu wal-hirsu wal-bukhl gharaizu su yajma'uha su'uddannu billah. Cowardice and stinginess and greedy all of them they considered to be some branches of the losing your hope for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Actually, Imam wanted to say that if you have these traits of losing your hope and despair toward the mercy of Allah, it has a lot of consequences for you.
Yes.
One of which is, stinginess, greedy, and these kind of negative traits within the human being. It causes a lot of, trauma for you. And these examples and branches are some of these samples and, examples for losing your trust and hope for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Thank you very much, Sheikh Nur Mahpur, for a nice elaboration regarding the concept of despair and feeling suspicious about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and why do the people lose their hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was very kind of you.
My pleasure.
Thank you very much, and we hope that we do not lose our hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty. He is the absolute source of mercy and rahmah for all creatures, not only on earth, but the whole universe. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program, Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir. Till another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li Aliyin wa Husayn wa Hasan.